When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I just look at Brandon.
Brandon Thomas Asante, after being in local parlance, will say chocked. He grabbed onto the ankle of Yakubu. You've hurt me, where are you going? It's a free kick to Ghana. On the left hand side, Jordan Ayew behind the free kick.
We know the quality of Jordan Ayew as far as set pieces are concerned. Maybe he could be a bit ambitious by trying to score from there.
When Ronaldo tried to score from there, he criticized him. He said, Jordan, you want to score? If Ronaldo can't do it, can Jordan do it? As a free kick to Ghana, Jordan Ayew behind the free kick.
They are all forwards. Everything is possible in football.
Referee will slightly delay the free kick there. He's not too happy. I'm pushing and tugging there in the box. Left hand side. 73 minutes played in Berkane. Niger 0, Ghana 1. Goal scored by Ali Dusedu. Free kick for the Black Stars of Ghana. Live commentary on Joy 99.7. Jordan Ayew behind the free kick. Jordan Ayew swings in the free kick. And it falls to Abdul Mumin inside the box there. Abdul Mumin. And he loses possession. Niger will come forward. Niger on the counter-attack. That is stopped there by Ali Dusedu. Coverage brought to you by Day by Day Men. Day by Day Men, strong and refined. The skincare you deserve. If you use Day by Day Men, you will look fresh like Jordan Ayew.
Like me, Daniel.
I won't say anything.
Please do.
It's a substitution there for Niger. Sumana. Sumana comes off for Niger. He's worked his socks off. Gume takes his place. There's a certain Victorian Adebayo on the bench for Niger.
Victorian Adebayo. Yeah.
His days in the Ghana Premier League with Inter Allies.
His name rings a bell perfectly well.
It's Mohamed Salisu. Tries to clear that one for Ghana. Ali Dusedu will complete the clearance. Boots it long. And it goes out for a throw in to Niger. 75 minutes played in Berkane. AFCON 2025 qualifying game between Niger and Ghana. It's the Black Stars of Ghana who lead by a goal to nil. Goal scored by Ali Dusedu. 3 minutes to halftime. And that's still the difference at this point. Live commentary on Joy 99.7 FM brought to you by Day Men. Niger come forward. Al-Hassan on the left-hand side. He cuts on into the box with his left foot. Edge of the box now. Is a shot coming through. It's a good save there by Ati Zigi. Niger knocking on the door. It's a lovely team move there. It's just the finish that was lacking.
Exactly, and yes, as an opponent, you always fancy your chances against this Black Stars defense. And you could clearly see those two players were free unmarked. And again, Niger were let down by their poor quality in attack.
It was Garba who ended up taking the shot. He's a center back. Wondering what he was doing on the edge of the box.
Trying to score.
Ghana will come forward. Brandon Thomas Asante. He finds Mohamed Kudus to party. Ball on the right-hand side. Semenyo. Someway, somehow, he survived 76 minutes of this game. Antoine Semenyo. Ball now with Elisha Owusu. Now Tariq Lamptey. Plays it back to Abdul Mumin. Abdul Mumin into Thomas Partey. Partey nicely done into Elisha Owusu. He loses out and Niger will come forward. It's a good through ball there and Sosa is flagged offside. Sosa is offside and Ghana will breathe a sigh of relief. That pass there from Partey to Elisha Owusu. Free kick for Ghana inside their own half. Abdul Mumin. He finds Thomas Partey. Partey plays it into Mohamed Salisu. Helps it on to Alidu Seydou. Alidu Seydou surrounded by white shirts. He does well to get past his Marcus. Elisha Owusu. Oh.
Just don't know why they are trying to force things.
Forgive me, listeners. That pass there from Elisha Owusu doesn't deserve description. Such a poor pass. I wonder who he was giving the ball to.
There's no point in rushing.
It's a throw into Ghana. Jordan Ayew. It's bundled over there and wins a foul. Free kick for Ghana inside their own half. Alidu Seydou plays it into Thomas Partey. Partey. It's a bit too ponderous on the ball, invites pressure. The ball now with Atizigi who have to clear. He goes long. Clearance looking for Brandon Thomas Asante. Header is won there by Aliu. And Mohamed Salisu will complete the clearance. Elisha Owusu loses a 50-50 battle there. Niger, wing back possession. Ball now with Garba. Attempted cross there is blocked by Mohamed Salisu, who's been pretty solid in today's game. Yakubu on the ball for Niger. Still inside the Ghana half. Plays it all the way back to Katakori. Goes back to goalkeeper Hanikoye. Ball now with Abdu. Abdu to Aliu. Force back to goalkeeper Hanikoye. Sako helps it on to Abdu. Long pass there looking for Al-Hassan on the left-hand side for Niger. And it goes out for a throw-in to the Black Stars of Ghana.
10 minutes to go. And at the moment, what the Black Stars could do is to just try and just maintain the scoreline. Very, very important at the moment. Niger probing but not penetrating. The Black Stars could make the most out of it in regards to the space being left behind by the Nigerian defense.
Niger could be rewarded for their hard work. It's Yakubu who wins his side a corner kick. The interception was from Mohamed Salisu. Well, Brandon Thomas Asante was back defending. And Niger win themselves a corner kick. 80 minutes played in Berkane. It's Niger 0, Ghana 1. Corner kick for Niger. Al-Hassan behind the ball. Opportunity for a left-footed in-swinger. Niger have the height advantage. Can they make this count? 10 minutes to go. Corner swung in. Opportunity there for Niger. And it's in the back of the net. It's 1-1. Niger have equalized. It's Sako, the center back, taking advantage of the confusion in the box there and grabs the equalizer for Niger. Much deserved, if you ask me. They have been knocking. And they have been rewarded. It's Niger 1, Ghana 1.
Wow, such a disappointing goal to concede. Just poor marking from the Black Stars defense. And like a flaw we've spoken about all day, the defensive organization of the Black Stars is just not good enough. As an opponent, you always fancy yourself against this kind of defense. So generous. They were generous against Angola, and they are generous again this afternoon. Just look at Otuadu. He looks distraught. He's not sweating though.
Ghana have about 8 minutes to search for the winner. 1 point from a possible six is certainly not the way the Black Stars of Ghana have wanted to start off this AFCON qualifying series. It's Tariq Lamptey on the right-hand side. He finds Antoine Semenyo. Semenyo's attempted cross is blocked. And Sosa with the ball there for Niger. Sosa coming forward. He dances past Moomin. There's an opportunity on the left-hand side. Sosa swings it across there looking for the late run there of Abdu. And Mohamed Salisu intercepts not once but twice. And then Kudus is fouled by Alou. 83 minutes played. It's Niger 1, Ghana 1. Thomas Partey inside the center circle. He finds Tariq Lamptey on the right-hand side. Tariq Lamptey lays a pass there into Jordan Ayew. Inside the box, Jordan. Step over one. Still with the ball, Jordan Ayew. Tries a cross there and is blocked. Alhassan plays the ball into Sosa. Sosa is becoming a problem there for the Black Stars defense. And it's lovely play there. Niger coming forward. Sosa. And Mohamed Salisu gets that interception. If not for Salisu, honestly. Sosa has been a handful there for the Black Stars defense. Four minutes played. It's Niger 1, Ghana 1. The Black Stars of Ghana coming forward again. Brandon Thomas Asante on the left-hand side. He cuts onto his right foot. Completely misses his kick there. Ghana still coming forward. Semenyo looking for Kudus.
Since the Black Stars are trying to play through Niger, and it's something they've begun even in the first half, it's just not working. Having conceded, they are trying to ramp up their efforts to just put themselves in the lead again. At the moment, Niger are in defensive mode and they are just not going to come out unless, of course, there's that opportunity for the winner. As you could clearly see, 11 men behind the ball. That'll be very, very difficult for the Black Stars to break down.
Ball now with Alidu Seydou. Plays it back to Elisha Wusu. Spreads it to the right-hand side to Tariq Lamptey. Deep cross there from Tariq Lamptey. And it's handled nicely there by goalkeeper Hani Koye. It's not troubling Niger, that cross. Hani Koye. Not in a hurry to restart play. It's a deep one there. Salisu wins the header. He finds Brandon Thomas Asante on the left-hand side. Plays it into Elisha Wusu to Thomas Partey now. Thomas Partey into Kudus Mohamed. Kudus driving through, looking for that pass to Jordan Ayew. But it doesn't work out. Ghana. Wing back possession, Salisu plays in Alidu Seydou. Alidu into Brandon Thomas Asante. Asante looking for the return pass there to Alidu. Cut back. Jordan Ayulisi for Kudus. And the shot is blocked. The shot is blocked there. That was a good opportunity there for the Black Stars. Good opportunity there for the Black Stars. Alidu did everything right. Played it back there to Jordan.
Really good awareness from Jordan. And like I said, so many bodies. The 18-yard box. I just don't see how the Black Stars could pass through them and then score a goal, because almost every time they've got at the very least 7 to 8 players in the 18-yard box, putting their bodies on the line, blocking every shot thrown at them. And the Black Stars would have to find another way of breaking them down. Ideate, be innovative, be inventive in the final third. It's the only way. But at the moment, Niger have got what they want. Playing out a 1-1 draw with the Black Stars, it's a big result for them. But so could not be said for the Black Stars.
There's a free kick for Ghana. ...88 minutes played. 2 minutes to the end of 90. Ghana needs something. Tariq Lamptey behind the free kick. He swings it into the box looking for a red shirt. It's flicked there and Hani Koye will grab the loose ball. Hani Koye boots it. A long searching ball there. Salisu wins the header again. And Alidu Seydou will have to be a bit tidy in possession. He finds Salisu. Mohamed Salisu plays in Elisha Owusu. Elisha Owusu spreads it to the right-hand side. It's Tariq Lamptey who's coming forward. Tariq Lamptey. Attempted through ball there to Antoine Semenyo. Is blocked. Just white shirts everywhere. Wait to see how many minutes will be added on. 89 minutes. It's Niger 1, Ghana 1. Black Stars of Ghana. Just a few minutes away from being winless in this international window. Long throw there by Tariq Lamptey looking for Jordan Ayew. It's headed out only as far as Abdul Mumin. So Tariq Lamptey. It's Mohamed Salisu. Salisu. Still on the ball for the Black Stars of Ghana. Salisu spreads it to the right-hand side. Tariq Lamptey. Tariq Lamptey coming forward for Ghana. Edge of the box now, Tariq Lamptey plays it back there to Salisu. Salisu chips it, looking for Kudus Mohamed. And the ball just sails out for a throw-in.
Well, just look at the face of Mohamed Kudus. The players are really, really disappointed. We've got a couple of minutes to go. 1 minute is a lot in football. Anything can happen. Black Stars had a late winner against Mali in Bamako. It's football. It could happen in this game as well.
A long throw is headed out there. Elisha Owusu picks up the loose ball for the Black Stars of Ghana. Plays it inside there to Mohamed Salisu. Salisu finds Alidu Seydou. Alidu Seydou, deep cross there, looking for Antoine Semenyo. Is cleared out as far as Mohamed Salisu. Alidu Seydou finds Elisha Owusu to Thomas Partey. Back to Elisha Owusu. Nicely done there on the right-hand side now. It's Tariq Lamptey with a cross in. Tariq Lamptey is headed out. Brandon Thomas Asante now fouls his man. And it's a free kick to Niger. 4 minutes have been added on. We've done a minute and a half. Those four added minutes at the end of 90. The Black Stars of Ghana have about 2.5 minutes to grab the winner. Or else, there will be trouble.
Well, it doesn't seem likely. A foul from Niger and a very, very good opportunity to break the Black Stars' momentum. Just look at Otuado there with his hands on his waist. Just thinking, how are we drawing this game?
Laisho Wusu finds Kudus Mohamed driving through. Mohamed Kudus overhits it. The Nigerians will clear. He managed to win himself a free kick, Kudus there. Just in front of the center circle, Thomas Partey on the ball for Ghana. The Black Stars need something. Kudus was being pulled back there.
He's tried all game, trying to grab the game by the scruff of the neck. But whenever he has the ball, about 2-3 Niger players are around him, making it very, very difficult to cause some magic here.
There's another offside there. This time it's Jordan Ayew, the culprit. Niger are in no hurry to restart play. No hurry at all. Free kick for Niger. Long searching ball. Alhassan plays it into Sosa. And Sosa wins his side a throw in. It's been a fantastic performance there from Sosa. The throw into Niger deep inside the Ghana half. Seconds away from the final whistle. And it hits the post. That was a golden opportunity there for Niger to grab the winner. It just clipped the outside of the post and goes out. What a chance. Out of nothing, Niger almost grabbed the winner. And the final whistle has gone. It ends. Niger 1, Ghana 1. The Black Stars of Ghana failed to win in this September international window. A loss at home against Angola and a 1-1 draw against Niger is 1 point from a possible 6. They are opening 2 games of this AFCON 2025 qualifying series. Live commentary on Joy 99.7 FM, brought to you by Day Men. My name is Daniel Cranting on commentary duty. I did this with Haruna Mubarak, Azak Musbawa Muftar, Nabila Abdullahi. Take over.
I think we are at that point where when the Black Stars scores, you do not have to celebrate until the final whistle is blown. Because anytime, and in fact, we witnessed this early on this year during the African Cup of Nations, they were leading 2-0 against Mozambique. And guess what happened? 89 minutes gone, Ghana still managed to draw that game. And today, they've conceded once again. It appears the Black Stars is leaking and leaking and leaking. But one area that is not leaking is where we celebrate women. It is time to celebrate the women changing the narrative. It is time to honor the women creating a pathway for the next generation. GLEES Africa presents the 9th annual Ghana Women of the Year Honors, the distinguished platform that honors and celebrates the hard work of Ghanaian women and beyond. The Ghana Women of the Year 2024 take place at the Palms Convention Center on Saturday, September 14, 2024 at 6 p.m. Media partners, of course, is Joy FM with support from Ameyo Deborah and Yemi Baba. For reservations and inquiries, contact 050-1581-261, 050-1581-261, or email us at womenoftheyear@gleesafrica.com. Ghana, Women of the Year honors, women, inspiring women. And the Showbiz Roundtable will be coming again this weekend. The political atmosphere is getting charged up as the general election draws closer. But which political party has the best plans for the entertainment industry? The answer to this and more will be provided at the 5th edition of Joy FM Showbiz Roundtable. On this edition, DAFT, the Manifesto Debate on Creative Economy, we are offering a platform for political parties to present their policy ideas on Ghana's tourism, arts and culture for the next 4 years. The program will air live on Joy FM and Joy Prime on September 14, 2024 from 2 to 6 p.m. Speaking for the NDC will be Baba Sadiq, who is NDC parliamentary candidate for the Okakwe Central Constituency, and Rex Owusu Mafo, member of the NDC Manifesto Committee. From the camp of the MPP will be the Deputy Minister of Tourism, Arts and Culture, Mark Okreku Mante, and the Chief Executive Officer of the Ghana Tourism Authority, Akwesi Ajiman. This thought leadership event, hosted by Kwame Dazi and produced by Philip Nye, is powered by Showbiz A to Z, your most authoritative entertainment talk show in Ghana.
Yeah, most authoritative Black Stars drawing against Niger there. But if you were listening to us driving, we encourage you to keep driving safe. And of course, this is Journeys, a multimedia group campaign. It's brought to you by Toyota Superior Quality, Imperial General Assurance, Solid Protection. Make sure you avoid all distractions. Keep your eyes on the road and hands on the steering wheel. Be visible, drive with your lights on. That's how you ensure your safe arrival. And we're building up to the Joy News Habitat Fair, Ecobank Joy News Habitat Mini Fair at the Good Park near Accra Mall from the 13th of September to the 15th of September. Fair is open from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. and of course admission is free. We are providing everything you need to get the best deals for all your housing needs at one place. Remember that the Ecobank Journeys Habitat Fair, Get a House, Make it a Home, is in partnership with Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank, powered by the Planned City Extension Project from Cities and Habitat, Rent to Own, and of course sponsored by Elegant Homes, where quality meet value, safe and home solutions. You think of a door, we have it. G&J Technical Services, G&J the Generator People, DevTrack Woodlands, a Master Plan Gated City, DPS Pipes, connecting you to live home world building supplies. Let's build together. Global Lighting, your solution to quality lighting. And of course, Super Lock, you deserve the best. Everlast UPVC windows and doors, the right choice for windows and doors. Syntex Tank, you're strong, you're tough. Lesh Fortune Limited, Kettens Papa, be luxuriously perfect. And of course, build free solar hybrid air conditioning, superior cooling with energy. DBS Roofing Industry, Roof Expect, Virtual Security, Complete Security Solution, Your Bend Security Doors, Protecting Lives and Properties, Clifton Homes, Beautiful Homes, Wise Investment, Tino Solutions, the Renewable Energy Expert. Ecobank Journeys Habitat Fair, Get a House, Make it a Home. And that's how we end our coverage of the Black Stars game against Niger in the 2025 AFCON qualifiers. David Sefa, the Director of Mobile Financial Services at AT, thank you for doing the listening. And of course, big, big thanks to you. And of course, commendations to your team there at AT. My name is Razak Musbao. I did this with Mufthana Bila. You had Daniel Cranton. You had Harun Mubarak. News at 6 will come your way shortly. And yeah, we'll be hearing from him very, very shortly. But stay tuned for news at 6 because so much is happening. Political parties, presidential candidates are filing their nominations.
Charlie, today the matter will catch me. I received urgent order from my online store. Customer wants 10 pieces sharp. But my wahala be delivery. Stress so me too. I no get order in weeks. So then I make slow. Charlie, I decide to deliver this thing myself. Quiet. I was willing to trust my small tired car like that. But boy, I no even leave my area where the whole place full of snow. Engine kaput, Pascal. As the boys, they help me push the car off the road, where I look up and raise my head, where I see for Fidelity Bank billboard top. This too just be chapter. There's more ahead. Epefa. Ebefamba. Then Norma Vim come. Listen, I dog the sadness and find Okada fast. I deliver all the goods, collected my money, and even got referrals from this customer. Hey, Ebefamba. At Fidelity Bank, we believe you can achieve your dreams. There's more ahead. Ebefa. Fidelity Bank. Believe with us.
Confidence matters in insurance. Confidence has doubled. The game changer of insurance is now here in Ghana. Sanlam and Allianz have joined forces to create an unstoppable force. Sanlam Allianz.
That's right. This partnership will give customers 238 years of combined experience, making Sanlam Allianz a titan of insurance in Ghana and Africa. Sanlam Allianz is here to give you the personalized service you deserve and more. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a true definition of confidence. Visit www.gh.sanlamallianz.com. Sanlam Allianz. Live with confidence because you have confidence in us.
You are not ready for this. Something big is cooking from Samsung. Ghana, are you ready for up to 30% off? From 26th August to 21st September, Samsung is going all out in the Samsung Blue Tag Sales. You get a deal, he gets a deal, she gets a deal, everyone gets a deal. Because with big price slashes, we are letting you go big when you go blue. Everything with a blue tag gets a reduced price tag. From the Samsung Galaxy S24 Ultra all the way to the A05. Nothing is off limits. Nothing. From 26th August to 21st September. The prize is pricing at every Samsung shop nationwide. Go big. Go blue. Terms and conditions apply.
It's the break of a new dawn, and with it comes the craziness of the hood.
No, listen. My Christmas hen did not come home to roost. May they all die. The one who stole it. The one who slaughtered it.
Roverman Production, in partnership with National Theatre and Joy FM, presents an original Uncle Lebo White play, I Want to Feed You.
Are you? How can you live in Germany and make a girl in Ghana pregnant?
Shows on the 6th, 7th, 8th, 13th, 14th, and 15th of September 2024 at the National Theatre. Fridays at 7 p.m. Saturdays at 4 p.m. and 8 p.m. Sundays at 1 p.m., 4 p.m. and 8 p.m. Rate 200 Ghana CDs. Tickets available via all regular outlets on the Roverman app and via short code *365*535#. 050-554-6010. WhatsApp 050-554-6030. Sponsors: Cova, Gino Tomato Mix, GCB Bank, and Tilly's Team. Communications partner: M Note. Roverman Productions. Be the difference.
Everyone is running to Bills. Enjoy the peace of mind that comes with acquiring any of our loan facilities. For whoever you are and whatever you're doing, Bills has a product for you. No susu, no deposits. All you need is your Ghana card. Call 0302-200-390 or 0596-928-33 today and live a bill-free life. Bills Microcredit is licensed by the Bank of Ghana. Bills, financing your needs. Terms and conditions apply.
We started with a vision of a future where innovation is at the forefront of business operations in Ghana. We saw a world where technology is no longer just a tool, but a seamless extension of our lives, making business processes easier, faster, and more efficient. 10 years later, over 3,000 successfully implemented solutions to customers across Ghana and Africa. Tennessee has solidified her spot as the leading IT solution company in Africa. It is indeed beyond our dreams. We celebrate 10 years of tenacity, mastery, and leadership. Happy 10th anniversary to Tennessee Professional Services.
It's 89 days to the 2024 presidential and parliamentary elections. Good evening and welcome to Newsnight.
Tonight, confusion rocks MPP Wale Wale constituency parliamentary primary rerun. With police force, a fire warning shots after ballots were snatched during sorting. Ballot sorting and counting has now halted in a fierce contest between incumbent MP and special advisor to Vice President Bawumia.
are you running away from opening the car? You should have come and opened the car. You understand? It means something is inside. That's why he doesn't want to come and open the car. So now the supporters are angry. And they are saying that the car will not go unless they open the car.
We're live on the ground with the very latest, where at least three people have been arrested.
Also tonight, National Democratic Congress set to hit the streets in a nationwide demonstration to compel the Electoral Commission to clean the voters' register ahead of the 2024 polls.
Those of you who have been asking us, if they don't comply, what would you do? This is your answer. On the 17th of this month, the NDC is embarking on a massive nationwide demonstration.
But will they get the support from your counterparts, the NPP, for instance?
They are playing a chase-up game on us because we left this in 2015.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouth-watering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.